Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 6, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Vehicle hits a 74-year-old pedestrian in Paso Robles. Paso Robles City Council special meeting scheduled for tomorrow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Paso Robles police responded to a traffic collision involving a vehicle and a pedestrian Thursday night. A release by the department says the incident took place on the 1800 block of Spring Street just after 7 p.m. A silver Toyota Highlander hit a pedestrian, and police say the driver remained on the scene to cooperate with the investigation. The release says the pedestrian was a 74-year-old man who sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol was not a contributing factor in this collision, police say. The pedestrian was taken to a local hospital for treatment. A reminder that there is no Paso Robles City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will take place as one joint meeting on the 15th. The agenda has also not yet been posted for this meeting. There is a scheduled special meeting for the City Council tomorrow at 4 p.m. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Council will report any reportable actions following closed session. Paso Robles Planning Commission and Housing Authority accepting applications. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Two more committees in the city of Paso Robles are accepting applicants for open positions. The first is the Planning Commission, which approves and evaluates parcel maps, conditional use permits, plan developments, site plans, and more. Two positions are open for the Planning Commission. The second is the Housing Authority, which oversees the Oak Park Public Housing, a 148-unit apartment complex in Paso Robles that offers housing for lower-income households. One of the two open seats for the Housing Authority must be at least 62 years old. Applications for both positions are open until January 31st. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, February 12th at 5 p.m. Public comments for the Niblick Corridor improvement plans are still being accepted. The Niblick Corridor project is partially funded by a $13.8 million grant and will improve the bike and pedestrian paths along the north side of Niblick Road. Images, a planning document, and draft mitigated declaration can all be found on the Niblick Corridor plans page on the city's website. Comments and questions can be submitted to planning@prcity.com. The CHP is warning the public of a recent phone scam occurring across California. CHP says the perpetrators present themselves as Amber Alert representatives, offering to register children for the alert. They ask for confidential information and to meet you at your home, CHP says. CHP representatives say this is not how the Amber Alert system works. The Amber Alert is only activated by law enforcement agencies when investigating reports of an abducted or missing child. CHP's release advises members of the public to never provide personal information or to answer calls from an unknown or possible scam number. In sports for the NFL, the Commanders defeated the Cowboys 23-19, the Chargers over the Raiders 34-20, the Lions beat the Vikings 31-9, the Seahawks defeated the Rams 30-25, the Cardinals over the 49ers 47-24. The wild card round will start this Saturday. First two games will be the Chargers against the Texans, then the Steelers will face the Ravens. In the NBA, yesterday the Rockets defeated the Lakers 119-115, the Kings over the Warriors 129-99, and tonight the Clippers will face the Timberwolves, the Kings will go against Miami Heat. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California news coming up next.
Great Body Shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And thanks to you, Scott, from Atascadero, for the nice words about Davis Body Shop. However, Scott is not the only one who feels that way about Davis Body Shop. Listen to what Peggy C. has to say.
Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
And Davis Body Shop has a 100% guarantee. Davis Body Shop, Atascadero, and Davis Body Shop, Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News. With a new congressional session underway in Washington, can there be bipartisanship? The question posed to freshman Democratic California Congressman Adam Gray.
There are plenty to point at on the far left and the far right. That's a lot of nonsense. We got to move beyond that, get together, get things done.
deliver results, not rhetoric for the American people.
Part of the westbound 134 freeway shut down in Pasadena Sunday after a one-way driver caused a crash that left two people dead. Resident Danielle House heard the commotion.
Very disturbing because I ride on that freeway and the bridge all the time.
Of the other four injured victims, three were in moderate condition, one suffering a minor injury. Most of Los Angeles and Ventura counties getting set for another round of extreme fire danger this week. A red flag warning in place from 10 o'clock Tuesday morning to 6 o'clock Thursday night. A high wind warning will be in place from 10 o'clock Tuesday morning to 6 o'clock Wednesday. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.38 a gallon, up 3 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Netflix has huge news for you. WWE Monday Night Raw is live every week on Netflix. Live drama, live heroes, live action, featuring some of the biggest names in WWE, such as John Cena, undisputed WWE champion, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Bianca Belair. There's never been a better time to step into the ring and stream WWE Raw. WWE Monday Night Raw is now on Netflix.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:17. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture highlights a significant shift toward online grocery shopping in the U.S. It notes about one in every five individuals who typically do household grocery shopping made an online purchase in the past month. Shoppers most likely to shop online were women ages 15 to 24, non-Hispanic white, married or partnered from a household with young children, and more educated. Time constraints were in the top reason for shopping online. Pickup and delivery options were used almost equally. USDA noted that the rise in online grocery shopping presents opportunities to improve food access, encourage healthier choices, and reshape the grocery retail landscape. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny skies on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, then clear on Monday next week. Mid-60s Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday and Sunday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 34 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. high-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
We all spend a lot of our lives looking through glass. I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where our family of glass experts have been handling all things glass since 1992. If you're a homeowner looking to upgrade, A1 Glass sets the standard in our industry, using only the top brand names like Milgard. It's our dedication to a 5-star service that has made us the Central Coast go-to glass company. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Ask A1 Glass about Milgard windows and doors, full lifetime warranty.
On select products.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. It is the last day of the traditional Santa Claus rally period. U.S. steel shares are down more than 7% after President Biden announced he is blocking the merger of U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel, citing national security concerns. President-elect Trump has also opposed that deal. JetBlue shares down 0.5%. The airline's accused of flying unrealistic schedules in some cities, resulting in chronic delays, and JetBlue has been fined $2 million by the Department of Transportation. Tesla shares are up 1%, recovering some ground after yesterday's losses. China sales rose to a record for Tesla last year, even though global sales declined. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening at work. Innovative tools are helping people do better work. That's because CDW configuration specialists are multiplying productivity with Microsoft Windows 11 Pro Surface devices. Built-in security, flexibility, and simplified management streamline tasks so your team can get more done. Microsoft and CDW, make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/surface.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Just imagine all the possibilities you could make good on with a little extra cash in your pocket. Start earning entries now for a chance to win $50,000 in cash or $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawing September 2nd, 8th, 22nd, and 29th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years. The leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on the Monday edition of The Right Choice.
And outlaws, bright guys and southpaws, good dogs and all kinds of cats. Dirt roads and white lines and all kinds of stop signs. I stand right here where I'm at.
KPRL.
There's two kind of lovers and two kind of brothers and two kind of babies to hold. There's two kind of cherries and two kind of fairies. Two kind of mothers, I'm told and told, 'cause I wear my own kind of hat.
The Morning Exchange.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, first up, I will have Team Paso, Orlando Galeos. He's here in the North County. And then the founder is Larry Martinek. This has to do with math, and it's connected with the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District. We'll be talking about that this afternoon. And then Susanna's working on her guest in the 1 o'clock hour. All right. Freedom of speech. Any subject you, well, just about within the bounds of the FCC. So you may have heard about Biden, who has the 11th hour action that he announced today that bans new drilling and future oil and natural gas developments. And that's on more than 625 million acres of U.S. coastal and offshore waters. And now, President-elect Trump could be limited in his ability to revoke the action. Congress might need to intervene to grant Trump authority to place federal waters back into development. And one of the things that your President Biden said has to do with the, it's not worth the risk, in other words, of going ahead and using this for our own energy to be as independent and hopefully lower the cost of energy in this country, because we know right now that our grid cannot handle what one political party is trying to push, and that's electric. Okay? So, but when the state, when the president said it's not worth the risk, I started thinking about that. Risk. What does risk mean? Doesn't freedom come with risks? Don't we, in our daily lives, risk? Now, some would say that the government's role is to ensure that one person's freedom does not trample another one's person's freedom. We know that that's not always the case. But we have choices, and we take risks on a daily basis. Now, for those, over 400,000 people die a year because they have smoked. And then you have over 4 million people a year in this country. They're seriously injured in accidents, and that may be literally by the term accident or by choosing to do something, an activity that they like. Many of you that have that are active, you probably have stumbled a time or two, or maybe have been seriously hurt in doing something that you chose to do, and there is risk involved. And don't forget about the risk of when you put the keys in the car every day that, you know, what, over 25 or 30,000 people a year die in automobile accidents. So we do have risks on a daily basis. And so when Biden talks about risks, what aren't there risks? Where aren't there risks? There's probably a person you people have heard of. Didn't Jesus Christ take risks? He took risks for us all, didn't he? You want freedom, well, then there is a risk of freedom. And so freedom and risks are linked together. And somehow, freedom has become a divisive term in this country. It has become your freedom against my freedom. And on one side, they want to force you to like what they like if you don't like it. And there's quite a few things that have been in the news in the last couple of years regarding that. Hi, good morning.
Well, you know, they haven't had an oil blowout on the ocean for a long time. But now the environmentalists supposedly say that the windmill things are a good thing, and that's going to destroy our fishing industry. I don't get it.
Well, if you remember the, you know, going way back into the, what, early 70s, we have to get away with paper bags because it's going to ruin our forests. And then we go to plastic bags, and it's going to ruin the oceans and the planet.
Why don't they just leave us alone?
It's not in their DNA. They have to find, they wake up as miserable people.
I think so, but so far, the anti-windmill off the ocean for generating electricity is running into a lot of stumble blocks because the public doesn't want them.
Well, no, they don't, so, because when the truth gets exposed about it, the people start to open their eyes.
Yeah. Now, if we can just find a way to force the politicians to listen to us.
Well, it's unfortunate that you have to use the word force them, because that's their responsibility to begin with.
That's right. They're supposed to listen to us without being backed into a corner.
Well, I forget the exact topic on Sound Off the other day, but I was thinking that, you know what? I do believe that almost every single person, whether it's on a council or a board of supervisors, when they go into a public meeting, that their mind is made up before anybody says a word.
You know, the only time I saw that the Brown Act was ignored and it worked was under Barney Schwartz. They used to meet at Boosie's and decide things beforehand. But Barney listened to the public. He did.
Well, that's...
Nowadays, they're going into the back room to decide everything, and they don't listen to the public. That's the problem. Agree? Anyway, who are you picking for the Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't... I have no idea yet. It's too early. It's too early.
Okay, I'm picking Detroit. All right. Have a good day.
All right, well, didn't see it last night, but Detroit, they're susceptible to the run. Didn't happen last night, but they're susceptible to the run. So I don't know the playoffs, NFL. Anyway, so it has to back to risk. And with freedoms, we have risks. And unfortunately, with risk, sometimes bad things happen. Sometimes bad things happen. So as I like to use the word, United States, particularly California, has becoming homogenized. Everything has to be perfect. It's not possible. And it's not possible to placate and to accommodate every single person, whatever their ills may be. Whether they're left-handed, right-handed, it doesn't matter. It's not possible to do that. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Regarding risk, we make decisions all day long. Most of them, there's always risk-benefit. It's a risk to take a vaccine. It's a risk to not take a vaccine. It's a risk to get out of bed. It's a risk to not get out of bed. It happens all the time. Our president currently, Mr. Biden, is not very bright. He clearly has cognitive decline now, but he wasn't very bright before that. What I don't understand is how can he make a decision, an executive decision that blocks all this, drilling puts it off limits, but it would take an act of Congress with Trump to reverse that. That doesn't make sense to me. If you do an executive action, that's the point of it. It's not passed Congress, so therefore it can easily be reversed. Why would this decision not be easily reversed?
Well, this goes back to in 1953, Outer Continental Self Lands Act.
What?
It's from the White House. That future oil, he invoked the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act.
Oh, for criminy's sakes.
Well, I'll give him credit for being able to pull that rabbit out of his hat.
If that's something where they can pull that up, and then now it's going to take an act of Congress to reverse it, that is, you're right. He did pull a rabbit out of a hat. Well, that's just that much more work to do because it's outrageous. That's one of the safest things that you can do is drill offshore. Ocean eats up the oil. It disappears. The best thing you can do is drill offshore. It's more expensive than on land. But if it's okay to put windmills up, it's certainly okay to drill for oil offshore.
Well, you would think that, but again, I go back to if this mentality that we've seen becoming more prevalent in this country, and I'm just using the word risk. Can you imagine going back, I don't know, 100 years or more, if our government limited the people of industry, limited them regarding the risks that they would take? Without those risks, we would not be the United States as we know it.
You're absolutely right, because we'd be nowhere. We'd be back in the Stone Age. Everything requires risk. You take risk in your own life making decisions, and it's important to do to advance, to reach a goal. And you're taking risks. You know, you do a risk-benefit analysis, so to speak, but... which is important to do, but we can't. They're making it so you don't even want to walk out of your house, and that's just wrong. You're not going to be able to live life. You're never going to be the person that you can be if you don't get out and do things that take risks.
Well,
whether it's financial or physical or some other form. It's important to do. You'll miss the adventure of your life if you don't do that. If you just sit and cower because it's a risk to do something, that's not living life at all.
Well, in my mind, if you don't take risks, then you are, I know you're saying the same thing, you're surrendering. Is what you're doing.
Right.
And I also think in the sense too of the risk is don't be afraid of those people who are supposed to serve you. I don't care who it is. If you know, we've had people, well, I don't want to go to the school administrator because I'm afraid of this. I don't want to sign this petition in pass rubles because I'm afraid. You can't be, because if you are that way, then you have given up your freedoms.
Oh, indeed you have. Think about it. If you are making decisions and all your decisions are to avoid risk, you're not gonna benefit at all. There'll be no benefit. You will achieve nothing at all without somewhere along the line taking risk. You know, look at over years in investing, for example. As a young person, you need to take some risk and invest. If you don't, 40 years later, you'll have nothing. If you just sit on it, put your money in a mattress, it'll be worth nothing. You have to put that money in play and take advantage of whatever it might be that you're purchasing, investments, and so forth, and that's a risk. Now, you weigh the costs, you weigh the benefits, you weigh the, you know, you don't want to play Russian roulette with it. You don't want to go to Vegas and do it that way. That's silly. That's why they have those fancy buildings, because they win. But there is risk, and you benefit by taking that risk, and you grow.
Well,
that's called life. It's called living life.
Well,
yeah, that's an absurd thing to say that's too risky.
Well,
everything's too risky if you think about it.
I know, and you know, it's hard for some people to know their limitation on their risks. Or it gets back to something similar to what the one of the first callers today said about, you know, people being, you know, the pressure. Some people simply can't handle it. They just can't handle the risk when it comes to certain things. You know, they freak out.
But if you're going through school and we don't put any pressure at all on the kids, are we preparing them for life?
No, not at all.
No, because the real world, there is such a thing as reality. And if you're not preparing for reality, then you're going to be a mess when you're an adult.
Yep. Well, that's it. You know, I came across about something over the weekend, and it has to do that a large percentage of Americans have concerns about more of their freedoms being lost. And it's over 50%. I don't remember the exact number, but I started thinking about that. If over 50% of Americans are worried about losing their freedom, what have they done about it? And how are they losing their freedoms? They're losing their freedoms not because I'm taken away from them, but because our elected officials are.
Well, they are. You look at the two congressmen that are representing this Central Coast, whether it's Salud Carbajal or Jimmy Panetta in Monterey, and both of them are similar in the sense that they're portrayed as these nice guys, and you see their smiling pictures, and they do all kinds of things talking about how great the Central Coast. But the fact of the matter is, over the past hour, lockstep with the absolute radical left, and yet we here don't associate them with that, I think, as an electorate. And that's where the Republican Party has done a poor job of painting them as absolute extremists in what they do. And it's kind of maddening to me. I see that. They're really phony. They're phony people, and they're not held accountable, quite frankly.
Well, it gets into one of my favorite things about, you know, people say, well, he's nice. You know, when you were mentioning Panetta, he came down the Paso Robles, I don't know, a few months ago, and was at some city park doing one of these cutesy-wootsy things. And that's where these people, oh, I just met him. He's so nice. He's a radical.
Yep. He absolutely is a radical.
I don't care if he held baked hot dogs for whatever damn cause you have and stuff like that. In my book, he's not a nice person. And he's trying to do, I think, in my political viewpoint, he's trying to do damage. So I don't consider that a very nice person.
No, and look what's happening to the average Joe because of inflation. And it's absolutely 100% Jimmy Panetta's and Salud Carbajal's fault, because they keep voting, and the rest of the Congress, to print money. You got to stop printing the money. You just have to stop. Everybody, economics 101, we know why inflation comes. It's because of printing money. You got to stop it. It's just ridiculous. And yet they just keep doing it. They're not held to account. That never gets talked about at the barbecues, now, does it?
No.
Stuff like that. No, it doesn't. And they won't answer to that either. They'll tell you, well, that's not the time and the place to talk about that.
Yeah, they'll just talk about how beautiful it is here and all the same stuff you hear over and over again. You know me, it's the puppy dog and the children on the postcard crap over and over, and the people just swoon like they're going to an Elvis concert.
Yeah, that's a true statement.
All right.
All righty.
All right, got to go.
Don't even do that thing.
All right. Thanks, you too. And exit, stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Pasterville's police responded to a traffic collision Thursday night involving a vehicle and a pedestrian. The incident took place on the 1800 block of Spring Street, where a Toyota Highlander hit a 74-year-old pedestrian. The pedestrian sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The CHP is warning of the public of a recent phone scam occurring across California. CHP says the perpetrators present themselves as Amber Alert representatives, offering to register children for the alert. CHP says this is not how Amber Alert works and advises members of the public to never provide personal information or answer calls from unknown or possible scam numbers. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden announces a ban on new oil and gas drilling in most federal waters. President-elect Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on Fox.
This decision, the intent behind it, is to exact political revenge on the American people and on President Trump.
President Trump in 2020 ordered a pause on drilling in the Atlantic from North Carolina to Florida. The Biden ban does not affect much of the Gulf of Mexico, where most of the drilling currently happens. A winter storm is making its way east.
Here's what's on the way. Another 5 to 8 inches of snow just getting underway in Philadelphia. Most of it will miss New York City, but a big storm for the Mid-Atlantic. Many schools are closed.
Fox Weather's Mike Seidel in St. Louis, where the storm's already passed. More than 300,000 power outages and 1,500 now flight cancellations are reported. Closures in D.C., though, do not apply to Congress certifying President-elect Trump's Electoral College victory. America's listening to Fox News.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
North County weather.
At 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it's brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, what's in store for you today? Sunshine and a few clouds mixed in on your Monday. Highs in the upper 60s, then a few clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 30s. Some clouds in the morning, giving way to mostly sunny skies for your afternoon on Tuesday, with highs predicted to be in the mid-60s. And we should have mid-60s again on Wednesday, back to upper 60s Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday and Sunday, and also sunny week from today, mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:05 p.m. We're at 34. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank, 16th and Spring. Stop in to see what better means. City of Atascadero presents the Mother and Son Sweetheart Dance. Love You to the Moon and Back, Friday, January 31st from 6:30 until 9:30 at the Pavilion on the Lake. Advance ticket purchase only. Tickets will not be available at the doors. So, there you go. And tickets can only be purchased at the Colony Park Community Center on Traffic Way. That's Monday through Fridays, 9 to 5. Again, that's coming up Friday, January 31st, Mother-Son Sweetheart Dance in Atascadero. All righty, enjoy that. And as I always like to say, make memories. California Rural League Assistance, the CRLA, offers legal aid to low-income residents in San Luis Obispo County in the area of housing, employment, education, and health, and it is free. And it will be, let me see, advocates will be at the Paso Robles Library the 7th. That is tomorrow, and also on the 21st. And let's see here, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4:30 till 6. And again, that will be at the Paso Robles City Library to answer questions and share legal information. No appointment is required. So that is tomorrow, and also January 21st here in Paso Robles. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. In the heart of downtown Paso Robles, leading off today, we have Colin Mumford, followed by Carrie Van Dyke, Gavin Gardner, Denny Reiki, James Statler, Lloyd Primate, Cynthia Anthony's having a birthday, and Brian and Andrea Schmitz-Cowan. So, happy birthday and happy anniversary to one and all. Okay, leading off here on my right-hand side, the Maid of Orleans, French heroine, Joan of Arc, 1412, 1431, burned at the stake. Jedediah Smith created the Oregon Trail, 1799, 1831. The author, Carl Sandburg, 1878, 1967. Cowboy actor, Tom Mix, 1880. He passed away in 1940. Wow. The comedian and actor, Joey Adams, 1999. Let's see here. Make Room for Daddies, Danny Thomas, 1912, 1991. Of course, St. Jude's Children's Research Center in Memphis. Loretta Young, the actress, 1913, 2000. Phil Massey, baseball, 1916. He was a catcher. Passed away in 1919. Baseball Hall of Famer. Pitcher, early win, 1920, 1999. The bolster, Lou Harris, 1921, 2016. Yes, indeed, Bluegrass Boys, Foggy Mountain, Breakdown, Earl Scruggs, 1924-2012. Everybody's favorite automobile industry executive, John DeLorean. 1925-2005, pitcher with the Bums and others. Ralph Branca, 1926-2016. Pat Flaherty, Indy winner, 1926-2002. Mr. Universe, married to Jane Mansfield, Mickey Haggerty. 1926-2006, going to Kansas City. Kansas City, that's a really good song. Wilbert Harrison, 1929-1994. From Alice, Vic Tayback, 1930-1990. Also on the list we have, remember the song Deep Purple with sister April Stevens, Nino Tempo. 1935, From the Flamingos, I Only Have Eyes for You. 1935, Paul Wilson. He died in 1988. Ruben Amaro Sr. played with the Yankees, Phillies, and others. 1936, 2017, his son made it to the bigs. The liar and football coach, Lou Holtz. 1937, Just One Look singer, Doris Troy. 1937, 2004. From One Day at a Time, Bonnie Franklin. 1944, 2013. This guy was just a great athlete. And, man, he was something else. Short period of time. Don Gullett, 1951, passed away last February. Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, 1951. I think that's such a cool name. From AC/DC, not the name, the group, the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Malcolm Young from AC/DC, 1953, 2017. Nancy Lopez, golfer, 1957. From Sister Sledge, Kathy Sledge, 1959. Paul Azinger, the golf champ, 1960. Pro Football Hall of Fame, overrated though. And that would be Howie Long, 1960. Sean Lendetta, football, 1962. From the Cincinnati Reds, mostly. Norm Charlton, one of the Nasty Boys, 1963. This guy was underrated, even though he's in the Hall of Fame. Charles Haley, 1964, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Director, John Singleton, 1968. Also on the list, we have pretty good receiver, Keenan McCardle, 1970. And who else is on the list here? Trying to see here who's on. A.J. Hawk from the Ohio State and played with the Packers, 1984. And that is Courtney Eden, the actress and model. She was born in 1996. Passing away, Dizzy Gillespie, 1993. Theodore Roosevelt, 1919 is when he said goodbye. The Louis Braille, that's right, teacher of the blind, 1852. Sidney Poitier passed away in 2020. Peter Bogdanovich in 2022. Pat Harrington from One Day at a Time in 2016. Johnny Salardo, he was the artiste, the cartoonist for Tarzan, 2012, Lou Rawls, blues singer, 2006, Rudolf Nureyev, the ballet dancer, 1993, and Victor Fleming, the director of Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind. All right, going to the top of the list today. Now, Sparky Anderson predicted that one day Don Gullett would enter the Hall of Fame. Now, as noted in the biography, the three best southpaws of the previous generation, Warren Spahr, Whitey Ford, and Sandy Koufax, are in the Hall of Fame. When Gullett celebrated his 25th birthday, he had already won 91 games, more than Spahn, more than Ford, and more than Koufax. Injuries caught up with this guy much, much too young in his career. Don Gullett goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Two more committees in the city of Paso Robles are accepting applicants for open positions. Both the Planning Commission and Housing Authority have two open seats. Applications for both positions are open until January 31st. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, February 12th at 5 p.m. Public comments for the Niblett Corridor Improvement Plans are still being accepted. The Niblett Corridor project is partially funded by a $13.8 million grant and will improve the bike and pedestrian paths along the north side of Niblett Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Allstate in three sports, football, baseball, and basketball, scored 72 points in a game. That was football, not basketball. And he's such a legend in Greenup County, Kentucky, that there is a statue at the courthouse of Don Gullett, who passed away this past February. He was only 73 years old, three-time World Series champion. It's Hour of the Morning Exchange, brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.